Chapter 4. The One Way to Life. We read in the Gospel according to John chapter 10, verses 1 to 18. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this parable with his disciples, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, to whom the sheep do not belong, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must lead them also, and they will hear my voice, so there shall be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I have received from my Father." John 9 verses 1 to 7 tells us about the healing of the man born blind in the waters of Siloam. This water symbolizes the very distinctive astral field of Gnostic fullness, by means of which man's salvation from the darkness can be brought about. The literal meaning of the word Siloam is exceptional. This is why, in the spiritual school of the young Gnosis, we stand on such firm ground with regard to the message, to the gospel we must bring to you. The entire philosophy of redemption is being fully affirmed, time and again, both by the universal doctrine and the gospel, as well as in many other ways. Because of our natural birth, we are all born blind. This means that our life field, our state of being, utterly excludes true vision. However, he who washes himself consciously in the waters of Siloam, filled with insight and due observance of the one correct attitude of life, enters into the light of liberation. Such a person goes the path and enters the sheepfold. The sheepfold relates to the life field which will open to us if we can clothe ourselves in that wonderful garment of the new mental faculty. Only then does man become conscious of the new life field, of the sixth cosmic domain. Then, very consciously, he enters into that new state of life, which is reserved for all of us, to which all of us are called, to which all of us are chosen. There is only one way leading to the sheepfold. It is the way of the cross of Christ, which liberates the Gnostic fire in us, the golden light from which the golden elixir can flow, from the pituitary gland to the pineal gland, having a tremendous effect on the optic thalamus. As you may know, the thalamus nervi optici are the cell groups into which branch the offshoots of the pineal gland. We are told that he who does not go that way, and does not open that door, but climbs in from elsewhere, is a thief and a murderer. Such a person appropriates to himself very great superhuman powers, which, because of his unworthiness, he cannot control and command, and, consequently, he will be a murderer of many organs, of many aspects of his very intricate microcosm. There are various occult methods enabling a human being to climb in from elsewhere into the pineal section of the brain to obtain in this way some new faculty. However, it must be emphatically stated that this is always bound to end in disaster. It is absolutely out of the question that a human being who acquires such a tremendous power in an illicit way can keep under control what he himself has unchained. Every one of us will realize that such a power can be beneficial only to those who have passed through the gates of soul rebirth. Only then will there be sufficient safeguards for the correct use of the divine gifts, and only then the well of the seven spirit in the pineal gland can be safely called upon. Dialectical man who appropriates to himself the things of God on the basis of his natural state is very much to be pitied, for the fire which rages within him is a very unholy fire. You will realize that he cannot possibly be a good shepherd. When such things are said, many will not be able or do not want to understand them, while others become very angry. When Jesus the Lord speaks of these things, all the hirelings are highly displeased. Therefore, we must seriously warn you. There are occult methods, but also various false attitudes of life, which open the pineal section of the brain to unholy fire. When this happens, the thalamus nervi optici will spread a very unholy garment, a very fatal atmosphere in the entire microcosmic system. In this state, the human being concerned will destroy himself completely. He becomes a thief and a murderer of his own self. We have made it clear that in its dialectical state, the activity of the pineal section of the brain is purely negative until the soul has been born and the seven weights have been put into their places. Whoever forces the pineal part of the brain into positive activity by some artifice of an occult character, by which the power used is purely self-centered, commits a crime which will have very drastic effects. Such people damage their systems to such a degree that they will be almost unfit for the transfiguristic process in this state of life. An accidental circumstance is the dreadful fact that whatever remains of the personality of such entities after death will remain in existence for a very long time in the realms of yonderside. They have created a false eternity for themselves. They will then belong to those groups which are mentioned in the Gnostic Gospel of the Pistis Sophia as retarding and hampering the progress of the Pistis Sophia process by all possible means. Their false eternity is dependent upon a scientifically practiced exploitation of the dwellers on the physical plane, as every pupil of the Gnostic spiritual school supposedly knows. Therefore, if one does not desire to walk the path, it is better to keep the pineal region in a negative condition rather than to climb up into the sheepfold from elsewhere, and so become a thief and a murderer of his own self and of others. Be it our fervent prayer that we may enter into the sheepfold by the one door, so that we may be found to be good shepherds.